Amazon has come up with something called a dash button. You stick it on any item in your house, say laundry detergent, and if you're running out, and if you've already signed up to be a member of Amazon Prime, and if you've specified with Amazon online the specific type of detergent you want, you push the button that you've stuck, say, on your washer, and an order will automatically be placed through a Wi-Fi signal to Amazon. Now, it's guaranteed to arrive in 2 days, so it's not like you'll wait till the last minute to order, say, diapers. But what does the dash button mean for retail? Let's ask Sucharita Mulpuru, retail analyst for Forrester Research in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sucharita, what does this tell you as a retail analyst?
Well, I think that Amazon is constantly experimenting, and to their credit, they put out all kinds of new products and items every week, it seems like. But aside from that, I think that, you know, the idea is that Amazon really wants to win more of the grocery basket share. That's what it seems like, and they want to make it as easy as possible to replenish these purchases.
Well, we understand that Amazon did the research and saw that people, when they have their smartphones, they may think of something like, oh, I'm running out of laundry detergent, but they don't like using their smartphones to order it. But what does this say about how people like going to the grocery market? I mean, we already have home delivery services, Peapod and other services. Is this part of a death knell for going to the store?
I don't think so. I think that there are different segments of consumers. There are consumers that actually love going to the grocery store, and actually I'm one of them. But there are absolutely a segment of people who would prefer to just get everything ordered online and delivered directly to their home. And this is the market that is serving. Now, that said, the question is this really that much easier? I mean, it's pretty darn easy to open up an Amazon app and order something or reorder something. It's not that difficult. I think that that's the question that remains to be seen. I think that this is an experiment. Amazon has put out lots of experiments in the last few years. I mean, the Amazon Fire Phone was an example. They have a Dash device, which is actually a barcode scanner that you could order any product if you scan the barcode. And that was the predecessor, I think, of this Dash button. And none of them have necessarily been home runs. So this is, I think, another example of how they're trying to innovate and see if they can change the user experience.
Yeah. Sucharita Mulpuru, retail analyst for Forrester Research on the new button. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.